Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinishma Asayim B'Yak HaSholom and Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yutes. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, brings two memras of Reb Chiya Bar Abba Omar Birchanon, which seem unrelated. The first memra is that Ilmoli Nishtayer B'me'ora She'omad B'moyshe V'Elyo. The cave where Moshe and Elyo experienced the Gilui Shechino, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu passed, so to speak, in front of them. If there was even kimiloy nekev machat sidkis, if there was even the smallest hole, lo yucholim la'amoid yipnei ha'oyro, they would not be able to live with the light that comes from the Gilui Shechina. They will be penetrating into the cave. Shenema kilo yirani ha'odo machai. A person cannot see a Kadosh Baruch Hu and live. So that's one meme. The other meme is, Omar b'chia b'abu ha'b'yichadon, it says, ha'alem kechol advarim, that on the luchos was everything that will come later in the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the future Torah, including, as the Gemara concludes, Mikra Megillah. The Mikra Megillah is also part of the luchos, Rishonos that were given in our Sinai on Shavuos. But according to the Bir that Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen brings, these two parts of the Gemara are very well connected. Rabbi Tzadik says in the Pre-Tzadik that what was the idea that Moshe and Elio specifically were in a cave and they still couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains that Moshe and Elio were both unique, that they were in a higher level of life in this world, and they overcame to a certain degree death. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we know he was Nifter, but Lo Yado Ish is Mokom Kvurosoi. Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And the significance of this is that really there's no death of Moshe Rabbeinu that was affected this world. The way I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, there's no tumas meis that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's death did not affect the world. There was some death, there was some misa, but it wasn't really here in the world. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who went b'sarira shamayma. He went with his body up to Shemaim. So they both are beyond real death in the world. But even them, because they are in a physical body in Olam Hazeh, they couldn't see the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and they need to be hidden in a cave with not even a smallest hole in order for them to survive. And the point is that when you have a physical body, there's a limit to how close you can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He adds to this in the name of the Rebbe Rav, that the Pasuk says, when Am Yisrael were getting the Torah, the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, that Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayoyim Hazeh, Reinu ki dober Elohim esodem echai. We see that Kishbol could speak to us when we are alive. Ve'atah lama namus. Now, why should we die? Ki sechleinu ha'esh ha'gdoilo. And the Pasuk goes on and says, Im yoyisiv anachol lishmoy eskol Hashem elokeinu oid v'mastu. If you're going to hear the voice of Hashem more, we're going to die. Simple understanding the Pasuk is, Am Yisrael telling Moshe Rabbeinu, please tell Kishbol to stop speaking to us, because he's going to continue speaking to us, so then we're going to die. But the Rebbe Rav explains that what Am Yisrael is saying, the opposite. Now that we could speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, Lama Namus, why should we die? The only reason we die is in order to get rid of the physical body and be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu better. But if we're ready to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu directly, there's no purpose for us to die. Unless there's some benefit that comes from the death, and that's the Hemshech HaPasuk. Im yoyisim anachol lishmoy eskol Hashem l'kein, if we can see here Kadosh Baruch Hu even more, in an even deeper way, then v'mas, then we should die. But if there's nothing more, we already got to that highest level, lama namus, there's no purpose to die. Meaning, a physical body cannot connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why death brings us up to a higher place. But when Am Yisrael received the Torah, they got the Luchos Rishonos, they really elevated to a higher place. As Chazal tells somewhere else, the Am Yisrael did not have any more Miso. They wouldn't have died Paschal Miso. So you mean they don't need death anymore, exactly as Pshat, because they don't need to elevate themselves to a higher place. In this physical world, then we still have to elevate ourselves through Miso to get to that full connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message of this Gemara, says Rabbi Tzadik, that even Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu in this world need this elevation. According to this, we can continue the Gemara and see how Gishmak it is. Because the Gemara tells us that in the next Pasuk that it says, Va'alein kechol advarim, which Luchos are we talking about? Luchos Rishonos. And we say that on Luchos Rishonos we had Mikra Megillah. Says the Imre Emes, here the Gemara is teaching us that through Mikra Megillah, we could go back to the Luchos Rishonos. Obviously, it goes very well with the Gemara and Shabbos, that Hodor Kiblu Me'achashverosh, we received the Torah of Luchos Rishonos in the time of Achashverosh. meaning the Megillah is able to elevate us to a much higher sphere than this world. This is what the Gemara tells before, that the Megillah is mimisa l'chaim. Simple understanding means we were saved from death. But the deeper sense is that we got elevated from miso. We're not anymore in miso, in a higher place, which is all chaim, like Am Yisrael were in Luchos Rishonos. So according to this, these pieces of Gemara come together very nicely. The first Gemara tells us that in this world, after Luchos Rishonos were broken, even Moshe and Eliyahu are not able to elevate to the full life, they connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their body. But Mikra Megillah does bring us back to Luchos Rishonos, does bring us back to that higher place. There is a sense that we could connect to that place through Mikra Megillah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.